Hey Leute, ich bin's, euer Vitus und mach einen kurzen Einschub hier im Game Talk. Ghost of Yotei kommt am 2. Oktober 2025 exklusiv für PS5. Ein Action-Adventure, das ihr, besonders falls ihr Ghost of Tsushima-Fans seid, unbedingt auf dem Schirm haben solltet. Diesmal geht's in eine komplett neue Open World, in die Region um den Berg Yotei im nördlichen Japan des 17. Jahrhunderts. Alles frei erkundbar und atemberaubend schön, von verschneiten Gipfeln bis zu bunten Wildblumenfeldern. Das Kampfsystem ist dabei flüssiger denn je. Ihr könnt jederzeit zwischen Waffen wie Doppelkatanas, Orochi, Sarigama, Yari oder Schusswaffen wechseln und trainiert mit unterschiedlichen Sensei, um sie zu meistern. Und das Ganze eingebettet in eine spektakuläre emotionale Reise. Atsus Geschichte dreht sich nicht nur um Rache, sondern um Heilung und Erlösung. Wichtig? Ihr braucht keinerlei Vorwissen aus Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Yotei ist ein eigenständiger Titel mit eigener Story, eigener Welt und komplett neuen Figuren. Technisch schöpft das Spiel die PS5 komplett aus. Haptisches Feedback, adaptive Trigger, 3D-Audio, ultraschnelles Laden dank SSD und atemberaubende Grafik. Und sogar optimiert für PS5 Pro. Ghost of Yotei ab 2. Oktober 2025 exklusiv für PS5. Alle Infos dazu in den Shownotes.
This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 42, The Magic of an Acoustic Guitar and a piano.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This might be something.
First of all, thank you for your patience, because the production of this episode, well, it took a little longer. And that is because I caught myself a severe cold 2 weeks ago. Oh, Lord. But now I'm fine again. You still might hear a little crackle in my voice. But we don't mind, don't we? And there's one more thing I'd really love to tell before we're about to start this episode. We climbed up to 2.7k streams and downloads. Oh, Lord, that's a lot. For an almost unknown singer-songwriter, most of you just know by listening to this podcast, I shall be a happy man. Thank you so much. And you know, I really am.
I can see it in the mirror, just to look at me right now. In so many ways I wonder, and I do still try somehow. I've been down that road before. I've been down that road before.
Today's show will be about the two instruments you just heard, the acoustic guitar and the piano. Both are instruments that work all alone and for themselves. You can play classical guitar and there's nothing you would miss, of course. And you can also play the piano and everything is fine, right? But in the field of songwriting, both have an enormous power when recorded together to accompany a song and a voice. Why is that? Let's take a closer look at it in the minutes to follow. Come on.
I've been down that road before. I've been down that road before.
When you're a songwriter and you want to express yourself, you surely have to look for an instrument that suits you well. You have to feel the need to touch and to practice, to write all the stuff that crosses your mind. And in case you're able to play the guitar or the piano, you're right inside songwriter's heaven. Let me put it that way, and you know what I mean. Both are instruments that'll work for you, and you're able to do almost anything with both of them. You really are. I've been traveling on stages for around 32 years, and most of the time, all I had with me was a 12-string acoustic that would help me do the job I was invited for. It really did. Only sometimes, on bigger occasions, inside hotels, there was a grand piano available. In this case, I also used that, of course. But there's something in the thin and light sounds of a picked acoustic, and then the heavy strumming of the same instrument that accompanies the singer's voice in an almost ideal way, you know? It lifts the voice of the one performing, and that makes it one of the most beloved and used instruments in rock and pop.
There's a question for an answer. There's a light for all that's dark. There is someone just to guide you, no matter where. I've been down that road before. I've been down that road before.
The piano, on the other hand, has got all the musical range needed on its keys. You can do almost anything on stage if there is a piano available. But the moment you mix both instruments, a magic appears. This is one I've always loved from the days I began recording or playing with my friends. Whenever a piano mingled in to the sound of my guitar, it offered a certain warmth and depth to the whole sound, which I love so much. Lord, I do. Put your voice right above it, and you have the perfect songwriter sound for your tune. And this is one of the everyday wonders you can experience on an occasion, and I have remembered that when recording this very song, which is called I've Been Down That Road Before, and which is taken from my current album, Framed.
I've been down that road before. I've been down that road before.
We could be talking about both instruments the whole night, I guess. And as a musician, you'll talk about them for a lifetime, that's for sure. And many a time I have been asked which of both instruments I prefer or I would suggest when beginning to start out an own career. Truth is that no one can tell. Just sit down and take your time. Try the guitar, the piano, or any other instrument you're fascinated by. It doesn't matter. All that really matters is that little voice inside your heart that'll tell you this one's right. And that's for you.
I can see it in the mirror. Just a look at me right now. In so many ways I wonder, and I do still try somehow. I've been down that road before. I've been down that road before. I'm still longing for a reason. I'm still trying just to see, with a splendid blue above me, and what's left is being free. I've been down that road before. I've been down that road before. I've been down that road before. I've been down that road before.
Well, now, once again, I've been so grateful that I had a chance to be the host right here inside this podcast while painting musical things on glass to look through differently. I published a song, I've Been Down That Road Before, on many of the major music outlets on the internet. Just have a look yourself on your favorite spot. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under the name at Marcus Sozl Official. Just have a look, and I'll be glad to share the space with a lot of new followers. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating or a review. It'll surely help others to find it.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. One painting on glass. Lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.